Yesterday, Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas took us on a tour of the homeless agencies in downtown Fort Smith. And today she takes us on another tour, this one of Oak Cemetery, the resting place of Fort Smith history.
We're at the top of the hill at the pavilion. That's where we do our gravesides are done here. But we'll also stage the Tales of the Crypt here.
Tales of the Crypt is an event taking place this Sunday afternoon at Oak Cemetery. The 150-year-old graveyard is the final resting place for many prominent and not-so-prominent people in Fort Smith.
A lot of people with quite a history for the city as well as for our region, and then just a lot of business people and just ordinary folks, so with an interesting story.
This provides a time for residents to learn about them. The Oak Cemetery Commission chooses about 10 people buried here to highlight each year. This year is their 15th Living History performance. Alsop will serve as a tour guide of sorts.
So if you come out Sunday afternoon, you'll find me at the top of the hill. Everyone will come here. We'll have Herschel Parker here playing the guitar and singing. There's a man coming from Van Buren that will be able to demonstrate how you properly clean a monument. And then at 3 o'clock, or actually about 10 till 3, I'll start dividing the people that are here into groups. We do a shotgun start.
From here, there's a loop that circles around this area of the cemetery. Groups will leave at staggered times and visit different reenactors that are scattered around the route. The Oak Cemetery Commission researches the people buried here and writes scripts for the portrayals. Some will be next to their graves, but as the cemetery is rather large, not all will be. Alsop takes me on a small tour.
This monument over here we're coming close to with the soldier and the two women is the Reynolds Monument. And it's pretty well known. That was, I believe, a Confederate soldier that was wounded and later died. But some of the ladies helped him to their makeshift hospital, I believe, is the story with him.
Reynolds will not be portrayed this year, but his monument is rather noticeable. Someone you can expect to see is Dr. Rex Russell.
He was the first surgeon in Arkansas to do an angioplasty and put in stents. So he did some other surgeries, and he was the first person to do some of those procedures. He played football for Oklahoma State University and had quite an interesting past.
Not only will there be a doctor portrayed, but also a pharmacist.
The owner of Gott Brothers Drugstore, one of the stories I've heard about them is a circus was going through town and he mixed up a prescription for an elephant. So that had to be sort of unique. You don't just mix up a prescription for an elephant every day.
Many people enjoy not just the history that can be found in a cemetery, but also the art in the monuments. Alsop is no different.
We're at the Angel. We had her, she was worked on a few years ago, got her cleaned up. She had a lot of
monument maintenance is important business, and remember, there will be a demonstration at this event.
She was cleaned, and anything that was not correct, we had fixed on her, but she's quite a beautiful statue that we have here. I believe this is the Rogers family right here that Rogers Avenue would be named for. Yeah, founder of the town.
And if Carol Ann Cross Park sounds familiar, Carol Ann is buried here, as well as the Sparks of Sparks Hospital. There were also many sheriffs and deputy marshals and outlaws buried here.
With being here at the Gateway of the West, we're in Judge Parker's fort, or Judge Parker's courthouse, then yes, we had lots of outlaws, and many of the outlaws are buried in blocks 11 and 13 in the pauper section. So. Had a lot of people who couldn't afford, you know, the families couldn't afford to bury them, or if they were a bad enough outlaw, their family might not have had anything to do with them. We have two entire blocks that are filled with the older pauper section.
Visitors on Sunday can expect to meet Bert Stewart, a local barber, whose daughter is still alive and over 100 years old. She worked for her father at his barber shop. You'll also meet Christopher Cook, a Confederate soldier, and Caspar Rutzel, a German immigrant and businessman, among others. Tours begin at 3 and 4 o'clock. This event is free and open to the public and will be held rain or shine, though the forecast calls for sunny skies. Parking is available at Ballman School, Creekmore Park, and along 31st Street, with shuttle buses running. For more information, fortsmithparks.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.